you there. Well, midterm election added video of Atlanta police rescuing
hello
being held by alleged babysitter turned kidnapper.
Has the meeting started? Hello?
Can you hear us now, Michelle?
I can hear you now. Yeah, it looks like you guys are muted.
Okay, you should be all set. Thank you.
Thank you.
Board meeting minutes from May 7th, 2026 at 6 o'clock. Deborah Klink, president, called the meeting to order at 6 o'clock p.m. A quorum of the board was present with Deborah Klink, president, Dwayne Mezier, vice president, Kelly Bailey, secretary, and Jane DePasquale, treasurer. Attendees, there were 16. Attendees via Zoom, there were 9. Approval of agenda, Jane Pasquale approved the agenda, and it was seconded by Dwayne Mezier. Jane Pasquale approved the minutes from the February 7th meeting, seconded by Dwayne Mezier. New business. Jane Pasquale reviewed the proposed budget. She also went over the actual expenses. Special points were, we must have an audit this year, which is estimated at $10,000. We do not have to do a reserve study this year. We are hoping that our insurance expense will stay at around $60,000. This year includes a full year with our new landscaping company. Spectrum will go up 5% in January. It was decided not to increase the maintenance fee at this time. This is a very tight budget, and we will review it again at the annual meeting in January. So please plan accordingly for a possible maintenance raise. Budget discussion. Catherine Gallarducci said that she did not see a line item for management training or a CAM license in the budget. Kelly Bailey stated that the office assistants do not need a CAM license, that she has applied for the DBPR license, and we are currently self-managed. Catherine went on to say that it was her understanding that only a licensed CAM manager or the board would be able to manage the financials in QuickBooks. Kelly said she would do further research regarding these requirements. All were in favor of adopting the new budget. Kelly Bailey approved the new budget, seconded by Dwayne Mezier. Old business. Common area repairs have been many. The lampposts were painted. The light posts on the clubhouse were not because they are attached to the building. New building signs were installed, painted, and updated with solar lighting. The benches were painted in the park. The bridge was stained and updated with solar lighting. Florence said that the owners did not get to vote on the color of the lamppost. It was explained that this was a repair and that it is a common area. The light blue posts were showing iron from the sprinklers and looked like they were rusting. A darker color would not show this. If anything is to be decided regarding our buildings, then the owners would have the opportunity to vote. There have also been several water meters replaced, and the cement slab in the breezeway of the building of building 4 had to be redone due to deep cracks. Reconfiguration of the board. Deborah Klink acknowledged and thanked Terry Brannon for his dedication and service of the board. Upon his resignation, we had an open position. Linda Stewart, no longer working in the office, filled the secretary position. This is the new configuration. Deborah Klink, president. Dwayne Mezier, vice president. Linda Stewart, secretary. Kelly Bailey, treasurer. And Jane Pasquale, director. If anyone else wants to serve on the board, please put your request in prior to the annual meeting. General discussion. Florence Mandrika, is that right? No. How do you say it?
Mandrachi.
Okay. Stated that she would like her parking space back. The tree dripped sap on her car. Kelly stated that we will investigate trimming the branches. Kelly stated that there are many upcoming expenses like the pool metering system and a new vacuum pump. A pipe cracked outside building three. Rocks and edgings will be laid around the clubhouse and pool this month. Dwayne has researched getting mulch instead, and to do that would cost just as much or more because all the rock would need to be dug out first. The next step will be the front and back of each building. Michelle Hart said that we really need to clean up the barrier between the apartments, pool, and the back of building one, or at least the visible part in front. There are a couple of dead trees that might help the appearance if they were removed. We will talk to our landscapers and get an estimate. We need the barrier behind building one. We cannot take on any other major projects right now. Catherine mentioned electronic voting using the website. It would be anonymous and we could still have paper voting. There is a huge upfront fee. We currently only have 7 to 9 attendees, Zoom attendees. However, we will add this to the next agenda. Jane Pasquale made the motion to adjourn. Kelly seconded the motion. The meeting was adjourned at 6:50. The next meeting is scheduled for August 19th at 6 o'clock.
Okay. We have... yeah, we do. Does somebody want to approve the minutes?
I do.
Motion to approve the minutes. I'll second it.
We have proof of notice of the meeting that was sent out to everybody Wednesday, August the 19th.
No.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. It was sent out August 13th. Okay, I'm sorry. All right. New business. The auditor, Turnstone Consulting, Laura Filsenbeck. She was here Monday and all day, no, Tuesday and all day today, and
we're hoping she will be back.
Yeah, okay. So, butchers are supposed to be here August 28th, is that correct? To install plants. And Terry graciously volunteered to walk around with me yesterday to kind of point out stucco repair on each building. It took us an hour and a half. these buildings from every, we have no notice that these buildings have ever, other than just repairs, they have never been painted ever. So we are in dire need of getting the stucco repaired and these buildings painted. So we're going to be getting estimates on what that's going to cost us. But and the electronic voting. Is up for
discussion.
So that's what our new business is.
That's our new business. Any questions?
Yeah, does anyone have any comments, questions?
The electronic voting, you said it's a major cost up front. Do you have a number?
$1,200.
That, is that just up front?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't, Catherine will correct me, but it's not a monthly fee after that, right? It's included in the man that already handles our website.
So is that yearly or?
It's just an upfront to get our website reconfigured for it.
Pay them up, or it's just $1,200, you know, on paper.
Well, I have a question about all the back of the building one. Are you going to go back there and clean up those branches, these branches that are hanging over the building?
Well, we also, the ones that were hanging over the building, Terry did note that they need to be trimmed, and there was another tree, another building that had some that needed to be back there. Yes, we're going to get estimates on trimming those so that there won't be any damage done to those units.
I got one more question and then I'm done. Those parking passes are shit.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. We agree.
I cannot. There's no other way to explain it. It's a piece of junk.
Because they get all twisted and like melt.
Yeah.
The heat. Yeah.
And you can't read them anymore.
They all fade out. One thing we did, Florence, was get one of
those. I made my old one to that, but now with the new car, my thing is too fat, so it doesn't sit on it. So now I put a hole through it, and I got a rubber band, and I keep forgetting to put it back up.
Yeah, we put a handicap, used a clear handicap placard, and stuck it inside of that. That's how it's been working for us.
It hasn't
so
paid
you
out.
Have a handicap holder I can
add? I tape mine to the window.
Mine's completely faded now. You can't read it at all.
Mine's all fake. And that was another thing where we tried to save money and it didn't really work as well as it should have. I think the old passes we had were great.
Right, yeah. I think those
were great. We want to
look
into that.
Yeah.
I can price it out.
Florence, Tara's going to look into pricing out different passes.
Me. Oh, about last year. Because some people really liked the sticker too.
They should have the Apple House with the 100.
I like the one we had. That was awesome.
Right. And I took my old one and laminated to the new one.
Yeah.
And then I had to cut it up and try to get it to fix.
Yeah, but the old ones we had, you had the option of the sticker or the
right. And that's what I'll look into.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tara. Thank you, Florence. And thank you, Sherry.
Electronic voting. We'll talk about that.
Thank you.
Does somebody want to talk about the electronic voting?
I would like to hear what Catherine has to say about it.
The only reason I bring up the electronic voting is I think it's easier, especially as we get younger owners in, for them to be able to just do everything online.
You say we're old?
No. I work with a bunch of 20-year-olds, so... just to kind of help with that. And then also if people are traveling, then you don't have to worry about which house they're going to get. Because I know we have a lot of people that travel back and forth between the houses to get them the mail. They can have the electronic voting and hop online and vote for people who live out of state. Might help, but I do know it is a large upfront cost. But over the years, if we transition more people to electronic voting, we'd be spending less on and paper and all that fun stuff. So eventually, it would pay out. Up front, yes, it's a lot. But eventually, it might pay out.
I appreciate your opinion about it. My opinion about it is that, you know, the demographics of our community. Mm-hmm. Most people don't even read our emails or anything that we send out.
Mm-hmm.
When we get the most participation, it's when we send them something in the mail. Okay. And I know when we have the electronic voting, they still have that option of the mail ballot, but then we're not saving any money because we're doing twice as much work by, okay, this guy doesn't want to vote electronically, so we're going to have to do it this way. That's my feeling about it. I don't think it would be beneficial to our community to do that. If more people came forward and said, hey, this is what we want, then we should revisit it for sure. But I appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys letting me bring it up in a meeting so that way it can get out there to whoever wants it, just in case there's other people who feel like it would be useful.
Thank you.
Based on how many people sign into the web, it's minimal.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have a healthy
percentage.
Yeah.
Percentage. Yeah.
Which is sad.
How? I think the training should be put on.
It goes back to responding to the emails. We sent out a how to in the email.
Yeah.
So I said I would sit down with people and go step by step with them. Mm-hmm. And nobody responded. So
and the
I
website's
completely
great.
Understand.
I think it's a great website. I'm really glad we have that resource for people. And it is helpful for those of us or outsiders that do use it. But case in point, we got 7 people on our Zoom meeting right now.
Yeah. I am currently using it to rent out my apartment, so I love the website.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
And thank you guys for letting me talk. I know it's not a big, it's not everybody's not for it, so I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Another question about the end of building one there where Michelle keeps saying about getting it cleaned up. Do you know where the property line is between the condos and the apartments?
I don't.
Does anybody know where it is?
Very nice.
Oh, I have
seen it. The end of where the blacktop, where the blacktop there.
Right.
That's
right there.
Close.
I just don't see where that should be an issue. It doesn't seem to be an issue with anybody.
Yeah, it's all green now. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
There's a couple dead trees in there, but.
Actually, the other morning I was out very early walking. And I heard an owl. There's a lot of wildlife in that area.
Yeah, all kinds of critters in there.
I know you do, but and I did. I heard it three times. I didn't see it, but I heard it. And
it's two out in the morning. I saw you.
Yeah, we have turkeys. Yeah,
family of turkeys.
And
not to say anything negative about Michelle bringing that front forward to us. But I think it's a great barrier between us and the apartment.
Exactly.
Especially with their pool right there.
Right.
I think it's loud enough, the barrier. That...
I'd like to make a comment.
Yeah, go ahead, Michelle.
It's fine to have the barrier, just edge it so it looks nice. Instead of letting it grow wild the way it is, we have vines growing up in the trees. There's no edging to make it look neat and orderly. It just looks like, you know, to me, it looks like a mess.
And I think when they go out back and look at trimming some of the dead brush that's out there, they may address that at that point.
And I guess I'm talking more about when you enter in, when you're at the stop sign coming into our community, look to the left, and that's what I'm talking about. That needs edged. It needs to be neatly maintained. It, you know, if you want to leave the wildlife in there, fine. I don't care. But I just want it to look neat. It looks like it's out of control. Like, in, but that's part of whether it's our responsibility or the apartments. It needs to look neat and orderly. And it doesn't. Right now, yes, it's green. We've had a lot of rain. But it just needs to be edged. If it was your house, and you had something like that, you would maintain it and clean up around it and make it look like it's an island of some sort. But it's nothing. It's just they just run the lawnmower right up to it, and it looks terrible. And then once the leaves fall, then it even looks worse. You can see all the dead trees and the branches and everything else. That's the opportunity for the landscapers to go ahead and clean it up at that time. So it should be something that should be maintained. I've heard that we've also, I haven't seen them, that I heard that we had rats in there too. I don't want to see a rat. Yeah. You know, we've had raccoons and everything else. It's okay to have some wildlife, but it needs to be cleaned up a little bit.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yes.
I have a question too when I can.
Go ahead, Suvi.
I'm just concerned about the weeds. Are these people who do the landscaping going to spray for weeds? All they do is weed whack. I had weeds, Kelly, growing up into my patio halfway up the door, halfway up the window thing, the screen. It was awful. It's never looked this bad. So are they going to spray, or do we have to do that ourselves?
I talked to Justin yesterday. Or it was this morning because I trimmed one of the palm trees. And he said that Wendy did spray last week. But what you need to understand is our contract with them, we only have 10 hours of her weeding. So unfortunately, if you see something that you don't like, it would be great if you could help us out and try weeding. I mean, I do it around the front of my building. And
Kelly, I work full time and I'm a caregiver full time. Yeah. When do you think I can do that?
I don't know, Susie.
Okay.
I, you know, I, we tried to keep that contract as affordable as we could for all of us. And I did mention it to Justin that we've had some complaints about the weeding. And I would also like to point out that some people have asked about how come we didn't put barrier down when the rocks were put down.
Yep.
The reason for that is because they would have had to remove all of the rocks that are currently there and lay down new barrier. That was going to be an extra cost to us. So we already had rocks in place, which should have had a barrier down when those rocks got laid. And the board opted to have them just top off what we have. It might not have been an ideal, but it allowed us to keep our association dues stable for this period of time.
I understand that, but we have to stop doing things half-ass and think about what it's really costing in the long run and then vote on it, because this half-ass stuff just doesn't work. Do it right
Personally,
or don't do it.
I think that things have started to look a lot better than they have in years. It might take a little bit of time, but things are improving.
We do get a lot of compliments from people that come into our community and say how nice it looks here. And yeah, I have noticed there are some weeds in some of the rock beds, but I plan to go around and spray it with a pet-friendly spray.
I've been going around and pulling weeds.
How long do these insect signs have to stay in the lawn?
Till you pull them up.
Why? Don't we have somebody who actually does the cleaning around here, like the dumpster? And can't that person
I used to pick them up.
go and clean it?
I'll go around it.
We all pick them up.
They
No, that's not in his job
it's not.
description. What?
Okay, so if I see one, I'll pick it up.
Yeah.
Okay, as long as it's a couple hours past the time
Right.
it's
I mean,
on the
they're out
back
here
of.
for weeks. They fly around.
No,
They can use them for next time. We can just keep them and then he can't charge us because we'll have them already.
Where should she put them if she picks them up by
the been used them be selling them. So they don't charge us for new ones.
Well, but it just has the rest of time on the back of them.
Yes,
Well,
yes.
it's in recycle here.
So, yeah.
So I'll get right on it.
Thank you, Susie.
At the beginning of the old business, reminder not to approach our vendors. Contact the office if necessary. The board members and management have worked extremely hard trying to keep our association fees down, and we did not raise them this year. But there's only so much money to go around, and these landscapers. They can only do so much in the time allotted. We don't need 80 different owners going and telling our vendors what they want done and what they don't want done. They need to come to, yeah. We've got people that go to straight to the vendors, stop them from working because they were there a few minutes too early. If you all have a complaint, come to the board members. Don't go to the vendors.
Excuse me, I need to make a comment about that. The
Okay.
day that the vendors came to clean the gutters or whatever they were doing, and they arrived 10 minutes early to climb up the window, and I want to know if somebody's climbing up the window, if somebody's looking into my place when I might not be dressed. So yes, I yelled at the guy, "Hey, you came too early. Plus two, you guys didn't tell us we were getting the stuff done until the day before." So even moving the car, there wasn't enough time.
The day before wasn't enough time.
The car didn't need to be moved, Michelle.
Me.
No, you
Yeah.
didn't tell us that until the day before, and I don't read
Right.
my email on a Sunday. Usually, I'm not home a lot of times on a Sunday.
Yes.
And so I did
Okay.
get it, I heard it in the morning, but it's still not a lot of time to make certain that you're up to date with everything. So I would think that we would know that the
Well, cars do not need to be moved that day, Michelle. And really, quiet time is 7 o'clock in the morning. You could start hooting and hollering, Okay, just because we put 8 on there, next time we'll put approximately 8 o'clock. Okay, but they were pretty distraught. They stood by their truck for 15 minutes.
No, I told them at 10 till when I came out, and only because I heard them climbing up the side of the building, okay, with the ladder. Okay, so to me, I would like a little bit more notice. And I think everybody else would want to more notice too, instead of the day before on a Sunday that you gave us. Who would think that you would be sending it out then? I'm sure that they would have known their schedule Friday.
Yeah. How much notice, Michelle, do you need?
By Friday, we should have known what was happening on Monday. Not Sunday.
I'm sorry that happened, Michelle. This is Kelly. But sometimes when we schedule a vendor, something happens and they're not able to make it. So we have to take the allotted time that they can give us. So I do apologize that you were taken by surprise. And we will try to do better in the future.
Okay. Also, Kelly, sometimes these vendors, and this one in particular, lets us know over the weekend that they're coming on Monday. And the fact that somebody came into the office to send an email out to the owners, I think that's going a little above and beyond their job description. So I can't apologize for that.
Thank you, Michelle.
I have another question.
Okay, Susie.
Am I allowed to spray my own weeds in my little spot out front?
Yes. As long as you use a pet-friendly solution.
Yep.
You sure are. Because
I won't hurt the cats and I won't hurt the little dogs and stuff.
We would appreciate that. Thank you.
My other question is, am I allowed to buy some rocks to fill in my little area so it doesn't look so ugly?
I think we did approve that if owners wanted to do that, they could go ahead. As long as, you're keeping within the same look of our community. If you want, if you have any questions, you can ask me and I'll try to help you, because I've been working closely with the landscapers.
Yep. Okay.
You did approve it. And I looked at the pricing. It's a little expensive. Look out, Susie. Hang on.
Yeah.
Yes. But I just want it to look good. So if I'm able to, then I'm going to just buy some rocks. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
The other thing is, you could probably talk to our landscapers if you so choose to, and get a quote from them to do the front of your lawn, because those rocks are heavy. I've done it myself.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see, because I don't know. But I just want to know that I can have them. I just want to have my own rocks so it looks good.
Okay.
And then I'll trim my own shrubs, because they don't trim very good. And I don't like all those little things sticking up. When they trim them, they don't trim right. You know, but you can get good help today. So that's just the way it is.
Thank you, Susie.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Your first day back. I'm so sorry.
Go ahead, Haya.
I wonder who's the one who's checking the meter every month and which day is going to be?
We do them every month on the 26th.
On the 26th?
Yes, ma'am.
Because you guys send it on the 1st. If it's a little bit over the 2,000, you send it on the 1st, so we don't leave enough time. If you're checking it on the 26th and you see that it's over, why don't you just put it on the 26th as an email so that money can be sent before the due date?
Because, can I answer this?
Yes.
That's only one step in sending out the invoices. There are procedures, there are different steps. And we would have to go through the whole 3 or 4 steps, right? In order to do an invoice.
And if they're being read the same day.
The 26th, that's the same amount.
Let me tell you what Haya's referring to. She requests from her bank a certain amount every month. Okay. And if she gets an overage, then she goes back in and has to request that overage to be sent by lockbox.
Yes.
Because it takes a couple weeks sometimes.
Yes.
But Haya, we know that you have a problem like that with the lockbox. You know, not that it's a problem. You know,
you guys need to receive my check All the time?
Yes, all the time. Your checks are never ever late.
So what is the problem?
The issue is that you have to send two lockbox amounts every month. If you wait until you get your bill on the first, and then you request the money, we'll still get the money here and from the bank on time.
Okay, so if you send it to me on the first,
yeah,
you should receive it by the 8th. It takes about a week.
Sometimes it takes a little longer.
Okay. I just don't want to incur any kind of late fee. That's all.
No,
I'm asking.
No.
Okay.
Late fee, we cut people a break. You know, we try to get everything in by the 15th. If it's not in by the 15th, we give it to the 20th.
I see.
Okay. But then after that, phone calls.
And what's the one checking the physical, the meter?
It's my son.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. I just wanted to make sure that person that I can trust doing that. That's why I'm asking.
All we do is read the numbers that are on there.
Yeah.
And we don't know, well, if when you're standing there trying to write this down and he's up and down, we're doing this, I could look back on last month's, but I don't because we're trying to get them done. And all we're doing is writing down the numbers. We're not going to fudge anybody's numbers up or down.
Oh, I'm glad that you agree.
Tara compares when she gets the numbers, she compares to last month because it's a chart that she has to put it in. And if it's way off, you know, she'll question. But no, they get scrutinized real closely.
So she can write down more amount that you come up with?
No.
Was it the amount that you came up with? It's set in stone, kind of.
Yes, set in stone.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that what it is, the interruption of last month, is not going to affect that.
No. Worst that can happen is two numbers are transposed.
Yeah.
And then when Tara looks at it, all of a sudden, wow, this is really out of whack.
And then we check.
They go
it
back
again.
And read the meter.
Yeah.
Oh,
and it's, okay. Oh, yeah, we got those two numbers wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
That's happened more times.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be over, and yet you are. And we've said before to you, check your toilets, okay? Something's leaking.
I have a brand new toilet.
Put red dye in your toilet.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
That's how I found it. Somebody told me to do that. He said put blue color in your tank. And if it goes into the toilet, that means you have a leak.
Without
flushing.
I'm
going to
try that.
No,
yeah, without flushing.
Try the dye trick inside the tank and don't flush the toilet.
Right.
I mean, you know.
I had to pretend the one was the remote control.
Yeah.
Before we get into new business, I just wanted our old business. I want to talk about some things.
Go ahead.
But I want to make sure everybody has their questions answered.
Okay.
Anybody have more questions in the new business?
Oh, I did want to, not the new business, but I did want to
thank you.
Make a comment that the office has always been amazing about if they see a discrepancy in the water to either contact the person or recheck the meter. It's ever since I've been here, it's always been that way because I've been contacted 3 or 4 times asking if I have a toilet running or something's going on. Because mine's been first, so usually really
good. And I've had the same thing too. And I did have a toilet that was running through in the spare room bathroom, and my son was there, but he never uses it. Until we got the water bill, and then he went in. I think Gary told you, you
comes
better
up too high, and it's just running in there constantly.
Right.
Yeah.
There's just there.
We're always open.
Yeah.
You just clean
and
shower.
Well, I said between cleaning, showering, laundry, and dishwasher.
Somebody got a new shower head. Somebody got a new shower head over there.
I could get a new shower.
That's what I know. Mm-hmm.
So if everybody has no more questions there.
Shell, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just, you made the comment about considering painting the buildings Is that going to be something that you're looking to do soon? Are we going to be picking colors, or what's going on with that?
We have to get a quote on the repairs, and the only reason why we would consider painting is to protect the stucco, and it would only be the stuccos on the building. And in order to not create any further issues, we're going to stay in the same color family. We're going to use the same color.
And seals it.
We're going to find out. We're going to get quotes and do the best we can by the owners as far as cost.
But I second that.
It's a structural integrity thing, and I'm grateful that this review was done because it needed to be done. So no color changes on the forecast.
Somebody else.
John. Go ahead, John.
Hey, how you doing, gang? Hey, quick question. I know this was brought up on the new business. What were we going to do about the plants that were killed by the winter frost? Or what was discussed about what did the board decide to do? If he did say something, I missed it.
That is what I wanted to talk about before we moved on to old business. I wanted to clarify to everybody, Butchers is coming to do an install on August 28th. And that what they're installing is replacement shrubs that we lost during the frost. And we went with Florida safe, hardy, cold and heat shrubs. So you'll see not every building needed it. We only did what needed to be replaced.
Okay, what was the name of the plants again? I didn't hear that.
Each building or the ones that will receive plants, they're different types of plants according to what was there before. So okay. We're trying to replace what was there with a more hardy bush. We went around with the landscaper, the company's called Butchers, and he's recommended what would be best in those situations.
Okay.
So that's one of the things I wanted to let everybody know. If you see them planting things, it's not that someone's getting preferential treatment. It's that these were the shrubs that we lost during the frost and they're being replaced.
Okay, yeah, because I had those three hibiscus trees behind my place and they never made it. So I just didn't know what was going to be put in there. That's why I was questioning. That's all. Yeah.
Hibiscus isn't generally hardy enough for our frost.
Right.
I actually have planted a couple myself and I just keep nurturing them. My one that died came back. Surprisingly. Really? Yeah.
Yeah, mine didn't come back. So I just, that's what I was wondering.
One of yours is coming back.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
One out of the three is coming back. Took notice of that yesterday.
How long does that take, Terry? About 3 or 4 months, years? Or
they're growing there now, but talking with Wendy the one time, she said it could be 3 or 4 years till they get.
Oh, okay.
Where you notice it.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed when I leave, you know, I just wonder what was there. So, okay, that's the only question I had. Thanks, board.
You're welcome. And then, whoops.
Butcher's the place on ISB.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where we got our plants, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's why we went with them, because when I looked into this a long time ago, that's what Alicia said we used here in the community was Butcher's.
Because the ones in front of Ivan and Lisa's that we bought, we did lose two of them that we didn't replace yet.
I think they're replacing two in the front of that.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, I can't remember for sure because it was a while ago.
Do you know who's slated for replacement?
I'm going to tell you right now.
There you go.
The clubhouse are getting 4 1-gallon Liriope grass, which you recommended.
Basically, grass.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
That'll look good. So we're going to be continuing with what's already at the clubhouse. Building 2 are getting 2 1-gallon Liriope grass because they're a hardy plant and they're going to withstand it. Building 4, which I believe is yours, John,
yes.
You're getting a 3-gallon, and I don't know how to pronounce this, but it's Alagnus bush. I don't know what that is. Sorry.
No clue.
Building 5 are getting 2 3-gallon Viburnum odor to some. Don't know what that is either. Building 9 is getting 5 3-gallon viburnum suspensum, and they're going to remove an asparagus fern that's over there. Building 11 is getting a 3-gallon Legastrum Powerdill, 3 3-gallon 40 hollies, 3 3-gallon viburnum suspensum. Building 11 got hit bad, and there's going to be 4 old holly bushes pulled out. Building 10 is another one that got hit bad. They're also getting 1 3-gallon viburnum suspensum, 3 3-gallon Berforti hollies, 5 1-gallon liriope grass, 2 3-gallon variegated arborcortia, and 1 1-gallon Aztec grass. Clubhouse and pool area will get a 1 3-gallon agapanthus. And also we saved money with this quote by Debbie and I trying to dig up some old dead bushes that he said we needed to have grinded out. And the ones that we just couldn't do anymore, we asked our landscaping company to give us a quote, and they removed them for us. So that's it for the plants that are coming.
What does that cost? Huh?
Yeah, it's not the table.
I don't care.
The cost was, do we pay that card? Yeah. $1,602.
That's it? All that stuff?
The bushes, yeah.
And the install.
That's a deal.
Okay. Yeah, that is a deal. Great job.
There's a guarantee.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Good job. Very good job.
They do guarantee their work as well. So if it dies, they'll come out and replace it. They're the ones who planted the palm that Terry got for our clubhouse sign area. Mm-hmm. Also.
Yeah, you heard that day we were there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So that was all I wanted to add. Thank you.
Yeah. What are the chances of getting that email out to us, what those replacements are, or my ability? So I just know what it is. I'd like to look it up, and I don't mind going out and doing stuff for it and everything else. So
Are you okay with me getting your phone number from the office and I'll text it to you?
Oh, sure. Yep.
Okay.
Don't give it to Terry, though.
Just brush up on your Latin, John.
Yes, sir.
It might be other people, so we'll get it.
It's like 3 or 4 pages on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
One last thing. The fire extinguishers are about 2 months overdue. They're supposed to be done yearly. Fire extinguishers and the test on the hydrants.
Do we have to call them? They come out automatically.
They used to come out automatically.
Yeah, because they replace mine.
When they get a certain amount of years, they have to get rid of it.
Oh.
Yeah. Is there an inspection company that does that, or do we call the fire department?
Find a tag.
Okay. I didn't know. What about the hydrants? Is that the fire department?
It's a funding different department.
Thank you.
So the fire department won't come and do that?
Kelly, I'll pull a terrible pull, the last one.
Wayne.
Okay.
A couple of years ago, when they came to test the hydrant,
and fix them.
They turned it on and the pressure dropped to zero. So that's not funny. If we had a fire in there,
absolutely,
there would have been a problem. I called the city, fire marshal, this, that, you know, they come out and they look around. Yeah, it's fine. Omar of it lived in 10, the fireman in Flagler Beach. His chief knows the assistant chief in Daytona. He told them they came in here with a fire engine, hooked it up, and had no water. And then suddenly the city found, oh, there's a problem. They came and fixed it.
Wow.
There's a valve in the back part of the area between building 4 and 5 that was open instead of being shut.
Oh, man.
So.
Yeah.
I think there's only a few people ever knew about that.
Were they working on that yesterday?
No, I think that was I think that was a drain cleaning thing, because they've been out here before doing that, Volusia County, and it had the same truck where they're pushing stuff through the drain, which is keeping us from getting backed up by people putting fats, oils, and greases, and they're saying it's enjoyable.
And meat bites.
That I said that to him too, and he said, "No, we're not worried about those. It's the fats, oils, and greases."
That's what he told me too. That the time before they were going to.
Thank you, Terry.
All right. Does anybody else have anything they want to add or question?
So I was going to say about that people should, if they have people coming in and do work on their apartments, they should actually. I had an incident where somebody was having AC work done and they went and did it on mine.
Oh, we've had that too. We ended up putting a lock on our AC full box because they.
We ended up numbering our boxes because we also learned that the box that connects to my AC is actually my neighbor's. Like, this is my AC, but my box is here. This is his AC and his box is in front of mine. So I actually put a number on my AC and my box.
Yeah. That's a good suggestion.
I'm very sorry, Florence. You know how sorry I am.
Freezer? Freezer?
I just had service done like that beginning of the week. It was like twice in 1 week.
Oh, rules and regulations as necessary.
It's like when the unit of us was getting theirs worked on and they were defrosting and it was raining in our unit and we're like, can you stop defrosting it? Well, I can't do anything. It's just going to flood your unit. Okay.
This is your box,
okay.
But it's in front of Steve's unit, and his box is in front of mine.
The termite bond.
Susie and I are on the same board.
Farms.
West Pest applied termite protection on 7/20/26.
Termites.
We have a termite bomb that's done every 5 years.
5 years.
And they came in and drilled new holes and to protect our building from termite infestations. Just so everybody's aware that that happened.
That was on the outside of the buildings only?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Effective July 1st, we got new rules and regulations. Everybody should have that on their text message if they want
emails.
Yeah. If you want to print that off,
anybody now get it here?
I've got the rules around.
Yeah,
what were the changes?
We did have some updates to our rules and regulations because we were having some problems with pool usage. We could not keep our chlorine levels up to date. It seemed like we were having a couple units use the pool area every single weekend for family parties. And it was overtaxing our pool. So we had to address limitations. And all we did was just make it known what the Volusia County and the City of Daytona's guidelines are for pool usage, maximum occupancy. Yeah. We just kind of reinforced that stuff.
Yeah.
And it seems to have really helped because we don't have that problem.
Yeah, no, nothing on that.
And put your kid in the swimmer head.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right, we need to talk about bulk pickup. We get charged every month that there is a bulk pickup scheduled. So we ask that anything small enough, please put it in the dumpster because owners are now going to be charged when there is a bulk pickup. And if there is a clean out of a unit, which there has been here lately, They need to get their stuff removed because we can't be responsible. It's not supposed to be put in our dumpsters, and it was being filled up so that the people here couldn't use it. And it was just a real problem. So if you need bulk pickup from now on, it's going to be an expense to the owner.
Well, how are you going to know who it is?
Well, we'll put you out there to police it. How's
I see you have a camera sign there, but there's no camera.
It's on. Well, there's cameras all around, so you're going to catch someone going in or out.
Well, normally, don't they usually call and request a pickup or something?
No.
They used to.
They're supposed to.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
And let's be honest, we know that it's not going to be unenforceable. But the problem is, we end up getting a bill. What was the last bill?
It was $107 for bulk pickup.
And we're like, what is this for? Because we assumed that it was included, like we all thought all along in our trash, and it's not. So we're all getting on the hook for someone else emptying out their unit or even construction debris not supposed to be in our dumpsters, according to our hauler. So we've
Well, I
just.
really hope that you enforce your laws, because having laws and not enforcing them does no good.
We'll do our very best, Susie. Thank you.
We put Mr. T back out there.
How you guys don't put the garbage can just for dogs, that if somebody walks the
Oh.
dog, they can have the opportunity to throw this in the garbage.
He's gonna clean it up. He's gonna empty that dumpster. The reason I'm bringing that up is because I said the same thing. Why don't we have a place to put doggy bags? Because we don't have a maintenance person to go around that's going to empty it.
But the other place have 8 of them.
Yeah,
They have a maintenance crew
we don't
of
even have
five
one.
people.
They have a maintenance crew over there. They go
And
around cleaning up.
some of the people from over there that walk their dog over here and they pick it up, they throw it in the dumpster.
Yeah.
And most of the people in here pick it up and throw it in the dumpster.
Right. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's what I do too.
Well, that's
So
why they just
just
want
one time. We have just one. Who said you want?
Obviously.
They have 8 and we don't even
We
have
got
one.
two. You have the dumpster up there.
They're a
Yeah, it's
corporation,
just a
right?
different story dumpster.
They
I'm
like
speaking about the
she
small
said she's
dumpster.
mad.
There's a
They've got
dog in
maintenance
plastics. A
crew.
little doggy trash
He's
can out of hole.
Yes.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but
but
they
that's
have a
just going
dumpster.
to empty
If
it.
you have
Yeah,
at home someone to
I'm
supply the
just going
bags
to
and you can pick up
empty
the
it. I'm
trash.
not eating the bits. I don't
Yeah,
need the bits.
well, those who
I'm
don't
not
have
going to
bags
eat
need to.
the bits. Pick up. But I don't have that even by then. Just throw the
Yeah,
dumpster. I think you have to go all the way to
but
where the
then
dumpster is.
who's gonna empty those?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you have to hire
Would
somebody
you
to.
volunteer to empty those? Because we don't have a maintenance person. So somebody would have to go around and empty those.
Yeah, but you have only two dumpsters, which is far away from each other. I'm just speaking about one trash can.
I understand, but who's
But
going to
who's going
dump
to
it?
empty that trash can?
That's
It's
the
full of
problem.
dog.
Okay.
I'm
When you
not.
do empty the two places here, the dumpsters, somebody can take this trash can and put this in the dumpster.
But who's
Somebody?
somebody? Who's
Somebody?
whoever pick up the whatever it is that you guys pick up every month and you do
Then we
this for
pay
free,
more.
you can pick up the trash too.
No, they won't.
They're not going to do
They're not
that.
going to do it. And I don't have a pet, so I'm not going to pick up somebody else's pet's excrement.
Yeah, my
It's
place paid to
that's,
do that.
you know, we're not going to pay anyone to do it because we're trying to save
But you
money.
don't have to pay
Well,
anyone.
just put it
Whoever
in
has a
books.
pet can do this voluntarily in
You're
exchange.
okay.
Like if
So are you volunteering?
I can volunteer. No. Yeah, I can. All these people that they have pets can go in a turn. They can take this trash and put it in the dumpsters.
I think that is a great idea. Unfortunately, I don't think people will volunteer to do that. Some people don't even pick up their dog stuff.
Yes,
We got
that's
that on
true.
camera. That's for sure. Because I've been picking some up. Well, when I used to walk the cat outside, I'd pick it up.
What else do
I
we
didn't pick it
have?
up today. I'll
Complaints.
If I see them, I'll
Yeah.
report
Any other
them.
changes to the rules and regulations?
Questions?
Okay, we
Requests.
want to reinforce complaints. They must be in writing, either by email or written and placed in number 99 mailbox.
And you may only place a written complaint, okay, when
Once a
this is
month.
there once a month,
Once a month.
yes. Yeah,
Well,
we're restricted to one complaint.
So save them up. Put them in at the end of the month. And the reason why we say that is because all of us have received calls, texts, emails.
Yeah.
Terry, everybody got them. This is a problem. This is a problem. We need to have it as in a group setting. We need to all receive that information at the same time. And then we can all say, hey, we need to do something about this. Or we can get back to you and say, hey, this is what we're going to do about it. But if I get a message when I'm in Vermont or Linda gets a message, then we've got to try to meet and figure this all out. Emails work great.
Question.
Yeah.
So if other than emails, there's also a formal complaint form that we have,
I,
and that's
yeah.
on the website. But I was also wondering, could we put like a packet of them out somewhere in the clubhouse so people can access them without having to be here during office hours or
Yeah.
not? Obviously, yeah, and
Absolutely.
that might help.
Great
Might
idea.
not. You never know.
Good
Yeah.
idea.
What about bike riding in the parking lot? What about, do we have any rules to that?
Oh, the reserves.
You have to have a bike.
Yeah.
Well,
Under 10 mile an hour.
yeah, I
Yeah.
mean,
Stay away from cars.
there is one little boy
Yeah.
that is going to get hurt.
Yeah.
He broke his arm recently,
He
so
will get
no, he just drove by on his bike. I was
he
pointing
will
with
get
Tiffany.
hit.
He's going to get hit by a car.
He will get hit by a
Is that
car.
Alicia's little
Yes.
boy?
He's going to get hit by a car
He
there.
goes through here like he's a maniac.
Yeah. He goes up on the sidewalk. The other day
In
I was coming, I was
rams.
behind a car and the car was trying to make a right turn and he was stuck and he cut right in front of the car and I
Okay, I volunteer to talk to Alicia,
right.
okay?
Yeah.
Because that little boy's precious.
Yeah,
The
I
two
didn't
seven
have
two
to
and us, the
I didn't say
reserves
about
are
the
being
he will get I
uh-huh.
don't want to I don't want
I'll
him to
talk
get
to
hurt.
Alicia. Yeah, I will, but
Right.
okay.
She's not on Zoom. Oh, Alicia.
No,
No.
No.
I'm going to address reserve spending. I'll do the best I can. I have our transaction list by vendor here from May 31st till today. We have spent, when we put in the new feeder system in our pool, which was there to help put chemicals in, our pool guy was having a really hard time regulating that. With this new system, he said it's working as it should. That cost us $4,532.
Is that for just the spa or both?
Just the spa.
Okay.
Yeah, because if we want to do one for the pool,
Yeah.
yeah, we're going to look at that same dollar amount. Also, our pool guy has explained to us this won't be a reserve expense, I don't believe. I think we have it
No.
budgeted. We do need to replace a vacuum pump. That was mentioned in our last meeting. And he said he was trying to hold off because he knew we spent a lot of money on the feeder system. So we told him to go ahead and please schedule that and stop. That's to allow him to vacuum our pool and to clean out the pool
Filters.
box. Yeah, clean out the pool filters.
I know you probably have said this in the past. Are the bubbles working in the spa?
Yep, we got that repaired
Excellent.
quickly,
Perfect.
easy. The another reserve expense was we needed to replace our AC in this building, one of the ACs. There are two. That was a cost of $9,400. Let's all hope we don't have to have that in our condos.
I did.
At least not
Yeah.
that much money. Because this is a major unit. It's very large. And just as a reminder, every month we put $4,500 into our reserve account. And we did pay our insurance payment up front to save money. And we are paying that back at a rate of $5,192 per month. Anything else I need to add? Does anyone have questions about
It's the same thing we've done with the past several years, right?
Yeah.
And as always, we really are trying to keep costs at a minimum.
So how much is in the reserves now?
Well, you're out of
It's right here.
is that 1 to 7?
Okay, wait a minute.
Can I do that?
Yes, please tell them.
In the reserves right now, we have 137,700, but
Yeah.
we still owe from the insurance 46,700. So over the next seven
But
or eight months,
you're
we're paying
paying it
that.
back. Yeah,
$46,000.
Plus, we're putting 4,500 in every month.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. In a few months, we will have made up the deficit for the hole that we took out of there. That's the only way we could function properly. But
Well, as long as it's getting paid back.
yes, it's getting paid back
Yeah.
without interest. Yeah.
The other thing too I wanted to mention is we at our small business loan, I was talking with Marlene about this today. It looks like we roughly owe about $29,000. So that is amazing. Great job, everybody. And maybe 20 more payments and it will be paid off.
Yeah. Here's something for the fund, because the five of you would have to take it out of the reserves and pay it off.
No. Don't know that air conditioner was $9,000.
Yeah.
Took a crap. You didn't know it paid for.
Okay, I'll just, it was a thought.
You know what that payment is for SBA every month.
Okay. Yeah.
Just
It was a thought.
Yeah.
it's a known expense that when these other things come up, you have the money to do it.
Okay.
Right.
Well, we've got units that are for sale, and two of them, well, at least two of them
Yeah.
have outstanding balances, so that'll get paid off of when
Yeah.
they sell.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that'll put more
For the
money
roof
back in.
loan.
Yeah. Yeah. We pay $1,500 a month back on the SBA loan more than what we should.
Oh, so you're going above and beyond
Oh,
anyway. Oh,
yes.
okay. All right.
And as soon as an owner pays off a loan, let's say a couple thousand, because we have quite a few units that are up for sale and half of them still owe on the roof. But when that sale happens, we get our money right off the
Yes,
top.
5 units total.
Yes. So, and that money right away I send to the SBA to bring it down. But our thought was when we get down to, let's say, like 10, 15,000, provided our reserves are up, we'll pay that one off out of the reserve money to save interest. It's legal. We checked on that. And just pay ourselves back every month.
Which Tara just said, no, not a good idea too.
Well,
Not at
yeah,
$29,000.
not a 29,000.
No, he'd be okay with the 9 or 10, but 29, no. Trust me, I'm just no.
Please do not be following that. It's her name and my
Oh.
name is on
Yeah,
that.
is there any way to get him off of that? Because he still gets emails about that.
No. He's number one. I'm number two. I'm gonna have to try harder. But
So he's
yes,
still on because he's still on his name is on the
his
line.
name
He
is
still
on the
gets.
line. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Don't
All
worry, we're gonna make sure it all
right.
gets
Just a little. So
No.
the air conditioning is still on the homeowner associations, right?
Oh yes. The air
Common
conditioning.
area.
Yeah.
Yes, for here. Yeah.
Yeah, for here.
So it's not the inside air conditioning, it's the outside on the roof.
No.
They're
The two,
behind the
yeah,
mailboxes.
right.
There's two new.
It covers this whole building, this building.
I see.
Yeah. Just the one for the
Oh,
clubhouse, but
yeah, if
okay.
you had to replace one at your home, your whole unit is comprised with the condenser outside, right? And the unit inside.
And I
And
just
that's
paid
your responsibility.
$7,600 for mine. Okay. Well, it was a gift. I'm not gonna lie, it was a gift.
He just had our AC service when he was there. I said to him, I said, because we have ours replaced, what, 5 years ago? And I said to him, Doctor, I don't want to go through this again, but give me a ballpark. He goes, you don't want to know.
No, he told he was here. Dave LaPlante, he
Yeah.
was here today to
Yeah, he was here
service
today.
Sonny's, and he said it's gone up since I've paid mine, which was what, 3 months ago, 4 months ago.
right? Yeah, he said it's gone
well,
up.
He told me it would have been about $10,000.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm like,
yeah.
Wow.
Wow, we got a deal than the one we did in
yes,
here.
Yes.
Hey, I have a question. Has
yes.
anybody, how long do these hot water tanks work for? You know, when do you replace them?
When it leaks.
So, yeah, well, I don't really
has
know.
Anybody, yeah, did anybody replace theirs lately?
Yes, I just did. This past year, $1,200.
Oh, okay.
We have a tankless.
Yeah, tankless ones are
awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, does anyone else on Zoom have any more questions?
You're
really cool. We're good.
Thank you for all the information you gave us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hey, I had one quick question.
I motion to adjourn.
Go ahead.
My up.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
Hey, anybody in there? I think I talked to Terry about this last summer. Some anybody in there had their windows replaced and knows what it costs to replace the windows in their units?
It cost me almost $8,000.
There's a list in here, John, of people and dealers in the area.
Okay, I'll be down there in October. I just wonder what it costs. Who said $8,000?
Me, I did. I just said mine down last year.
Okay, because I know they got to match a certain color and everything, right?
Yeah, you do, and they did an excellent job.
How much was it?
You said 8,000, but did you do your sliding glass door too?
Yes, I did. My patio door.
That's why it's so much.
Okay, $8,000. I thought it was $8,000 for the windows. And good Lord!
Your sliding glass door costs as much as replacing all the windows in your unit. We chose not to replace our sliding glass door because of the cost.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, everyone. So who did Susie have hers done with? Susie, who was your contractor for your windows?
Yeah. I can't even remember their name. I'll look it up and I'll let you know.
Okay, thank you.
They did a great job.
We did Daytona windows.
Oh, okay.
We loved them.
I did Window World, but everybody's saying don't do Window
Yeah,
World.
We went to them first.
That one picture that's in there?
Yeah.
With
Tommy. Do Anderson those.
I mean, obviously, what's the deal? They got to be the same color, that yellowish, whatever color. They can't be white.
Right. Tan color on the outside.
Green. Green, whatever. Yeah.
Daytona Window did ours, and they threw in the free screening for the line.
There you go. I might have twisted their arm a little bit for
that. That's okay.
You baked good.
Well, so,
and I had a beautiful walk-in shower put in.
How much was that?
Nice.
That was another 8,000.
Yeah.
You win the lottery lately?
I was gonna say.
Okay. Or
no, just working hard.
Is there anything else anybody wants to discuss? Then
I make a motion to adjourn then.
No, second.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you all for putting up with me.
We love you, Susie.
Go
on.
Go, bye-bye.
We're done.